Reporters Without Borders says the kidnapping of two French military officials in Mogadishu is in itself a deep cause for concern. But it says reports that the two men had posed as journalists prior to their abduction has both shocked and puzzled journalists around the world. The Paris-based organization says it has received a confirmation from several Somali sources that the French nationals, who had been in Mogadishu for 9 days, had registered at the Sahafi Hotel as journalists. Early Tuesday, nearly a dozen gunmen in a pickup truck burst into the hotel and took the men away at gunpoint. After the abduction, the hotel registry was reportedly confiscated by Somalia's interior minister. A researcher for Reporters Without Borders, Clotilde Lecoz, tells VOA if the advisors were on an official government mission to Somalia, as the French foreign ministry claimed on Tuesday, it is not clear why the men needed to use journalism as a cover for their work.
We are trying to get the proof that they did write journalists on registering. The manager of the hotel said it. Also, our correspondent got that information too. We are very concerned because journalists, they are accused of being spies for other governments. We are trying to make people understand that they are not spies, they are journalists, and they are doing their work. And if people that are missioned by a government are saying they are journalists, it puts the journalists in danger.
Since early 2007, Islamist insurgents, led by an al-Qaeda-linked militant group called al-Shabaab, have been battling to oust Somalia's UN-backed government from power. The insurgents already control vast areas of southern Somalia, and foreign fighters are now reportedly backing al-Shabaab in the group's bid to seize the capital. The deadly conflict has prevented most Western journalists from traveling to Somalia in recent years, but 15 local journalists have been killed since 2007. Dozens of others fled Somalia after receiving death threats from all sides in the conflict. Six journalists have been killed this year, with four journalists the apparent victims of targeted assassinations. Two foreign journalists, Canadian Amanda Linhout and Australian Nigel Brennan, are still being held for ransom nearly a year after they were abducted on a road south of Mogadishu. Another media rights group, the New York-based Committee to Protect Journalists, says Somalia overtook Iraq in the past year to become the most dangerous country in the world for working journalists. The organization called the allegations against the kidnapped French military advisors deeply troubling. No group has yet taken responsibility for the kidnapping, but reliable sources tell VOA that al-Shabaab and an allied insurgent group called Hizbul Islam are both claiming rights over the hostages, and a tense standoff has ensued between the two groups. Alicia Ruvioy News, Nairobi.